It's Weekend with Wiser, and it is fireworks time. Well, I hope it'll be good fireworks. I know that we are anticipating perhaps even a tropical storm, but we're not going to let that dampen our parade. There's lots to watch on TV, and I want to tell you a little bit about what Radio St. Pete is going to be doing on the 4th of July. So we're going to have some special programming, and I'd like you to wish us a happy birthday as Joe Bordeaux launched Radio St. Pete on July 4th, 2013. We salute you, Joe Bordeaux. So the 4th of July specials on Sunshine 96.7 FM and St. Pete Sound Channels will be 7 a.m., Wind and Rhythm. Traditional patriotic starts of the day with symphonic bands and wind ensembles. 9 a.m. America, Our Country, Our Music with Charlie Warren. Music and comments taking us into the heart of America, including a powerful presentation of our national anthem, which is 200 plus years old. At noon, as we are an ABC affiliate, we're going to do host ABC Radio Press Play. It's an annual broadcast where ABC reporters take a national journey to learn what is entertaining Americans this summer. And then wind it up, baby, with Pac Wins Beach Music Bash celebrates the 4th at 6 o'clock. You know, there's going to be fireworks at the pier. The pier is celebrating 5 years. 4th of July, let's wind it up for 9 o'clock, Madeira Beach, Clearwater. Coachman Park, Madeira Beach at Rock Park, Treasure Island Gulf Front Lot, City of St. Pete, the Pier and St. Pete Beach, Horan Park. Of course, you cannot do fireworks on the beach anywhere, so keep that in mind. Let me tell you a little bit about what's going on. So there's a rock party festivities at Madeira Beach on the 3rd. That's Thursday. Excuse me, on the 3rd. Yes, on Thursday it's going to be a festival. Bands, it's going to be a lot of fun. Of course, for those of you who have animals and for those of you who may have served in service and have PTSD, please take precautions during this time because it can cause problems. So we want to just raise that as well. And we want you to be safe if you're using fireworks at home, please. All right. Independence Day celebration, Madeira Beach, 6 to 9, bring your blankets and lawn chairs, no pets or personal fireworks. St. Pete Pier Run, 6:30 and 7:45 a.m. on Friday, July 4th at Spa Beach. Kick off the 4th of July celebration with the 5th Annual St. Pier Run. It's a 4-mile run walk showcasing the pier. Dress up in your most fun and patriotic costume to win prizes. 4th of July parade over in Safety Harbor, 10 to noon on Friday, July 4th. The American Legion Auxiliary will host a patriotic parade down Main Street on the morning of July 4th. Wear your red, white, and blue. I think it's a little too late to enter a float, but you can float my boat. When we take our boat out in the middle of the canal to watch all the fireworks, weather permitting. 4th of July, picnic in the park in Tarpon Springs. Join the city of Tarpon Springs for its annual 4th picnic. Red, white, and views, 4 to 10 p.m. Friday and Saturday. It's a two-day festival filled with fun activities, craft beer garden, Uncle Sam's Market, family fun zone, food trucks and vendors, live music by the 13th U.S. Army Band, roaming entertainers, and more. There's even a thrilling water ski performance the next day, freestyle jet ski stunts, and more. But the fireworks are on the 4th, of course. Over in Safety Harbor, 5 to 9, Friday, July 4th, Veterans Memorial Lane is topping it off with fireworks display. Largo celebrates Independence Day at Central Park. Celebration features live music, food vendors, activities for all age, and a display at 9 o'clock. Clearwater celebrates America in Coachman Park. It starts at 5 p.m. with fireworks scheduled approximately 9:15. It'll feature live performances from our favorite band, the Black Honkies Band, and the Coachman Park Pops Orchestra, and a silent disco in the Bay Care Sound. There's games, vendors, and activities for kids of all ages. Over in Dunedin, Hometown USA kicks off 6 to 10 on Friday at TD Ballpark. And you know, Dunedin has a really cute little tradition. They do a patriotic golf cart parade. It travels through downtown Dunedin and ends up at the ballpark. Outdoor movie, fun games, face painting, a photo booth, and spectacular fireworks to cap the night. Finally, Treasure Island Independence Day is going to be best viewing. It'll be a Gulf Front Park area of the beach. I'm actually going to head over to the American Legion myself so that I can see the fireworks. Remember, no open flames on the beach, and be careful. We want to, you know, protect our little turtles as well. But there's other things going on, not just 4th of July celebration. So Blue Oyster Cult, the Grammy-nominated band, is at the Hard Rock and Casino. That's July 4th. Ninja Kids Live is July 3rd at Ruth Eckert Hall. Tampa Theater Summer Classics, see the classic movies on the big screen. Top Gun is airing Sunday, July 6th. And, you know, I want to point out that Greenlight Cinema, truly one of my favorite places. It's an indie heaven, and they have so many incredible movies coming up. Please check them out. They also are doing a book and movie with Book and Bottle. They're over at Web City Center, next to Green Bench. They're doing some things with them. So there's lots of great movies that you can enjoy with Greenlight Cinema, the only independent movie house. And of course, Mike Hassett will be back with us on air to talk about what's going on. Listen, there's an innovative show at Freefall Theater using generative AI, The House of Future Memory. It runs through July 13th. And our very own Matthew McGee will be in studio to talk more about that. Of course, so many museums going on. And also, believe it or not, the Gulfport First Friday Night Market is July 4th, 5 to 9 p.m. And Brenda McMahon, another podcaster with Radio St. Pete, will also be having an opening of her new show, We the People. So that is incredibly exciting. Also going on this weekend is Rebecca Penny's Piano Festival Concert. It features 40 exceptional collegiate piano talents, and that is July 5th at the New Tampa Performing Arts Center. The Black Backtrack Blues Band will be at the Palladium Thursday, July 3rd, and we're really excited to be interviewing the Boogie Woogie Guy of the Century coming on the 12th to the Palladium. And of course, don't forget that the Al Downing Honors will be there July 20th. Sangria Night is a lovely way to enjoy July 4th at Keel Farms. And then there is a ukulele jam over in Wesley Chapel with the Tampa Bay Ukulele Society. So, you know, you might have to do a little driving to do some more fun things in town. There's a new show at the James, Pioneer Women of the America West, and it is incredible. It's Perseverance, A Woman's Journey West, and it is going to be there through September 28th. And it's a rare look at the American West through the often overlooked eyes of a pioneer woman. It's inspired by the 1840s journal of Keturah Belknap. An artist, Heidi Press, has created a collection of vibrant oil paintings and graphite drawings that brings the journal of her life with her family's homestead in Iowa to their journey along the Oregon Trail. In addition to that, the James Museum has opened a new cafe. Canyon Cafe is now being run by a new enterprise, and I recommend you join that. And you can get free ice cream with your admission if you go during July. So there's some ongoing things going on as well. I want to talk about through July 15th, Salvatore James Giugliano has a surreal show at the Dunedin Fine Arts Center. And the historic trolley and boat tours of the St. Petersburg Museum of History. You know that Marie Farias does a wonderful Historically St. Pete with us every Monday. But you can take 8 different captivating historic tours that cover a range of topics about the Sunshine City's rich history. It is not to be missed. And if you're lucky, Rui will be leading that. So another great show going on is through August, Postcards from Inside My Cranium, Louis Marcoy's exhibit of 8 paintings plus holographic 3D reproductions of the same works are at the Imagine Museum. And let's just see what else is going on in July. July 10th, Happy Hour with the Historian, the St. Petersburg Museum of History will feature historian Bob Austin talking at the museum about Wheaton Island, St. Pete's Gateway to the Pass. On the 10th, Capitol Theater will host Wings Band on the Run, part of their Classic Albums Live series. Over at the Theater for Will presents The Merry Wives of Windsor in Clearwater, July 10th through the 27th. And Yacht Rock Gold will be at the Tarpon Springs Performing Arts Center, a wonderful venue. And also there, 11th to 13th, 5 women wearing the same dress. On the 13th of July, Classical Piano, Peace Memorial Presbyterian Church in Clearwater presents Youthful Rising Stars Pianists. And that's going to be very exciting. And it's a satellite concert of the renowned Rebecca Penny's International Piano Festival. Two of my favorite bands, Firefall Pure Prairie League and Pablo Cruz, 3, I love them all, will be at Ruth Eckert Hall on July 17th. My favorite event, July 18th through 19th, Clearwater Smooth Jazz Jam, Dave Koz, Pia Bo Bryson, Peter White, Brian McKnight, Jonathan Butler, Kiko Masue at the Ruth Eckert Halls. And on the 20th at Coachman Park, Baycare Sound will be Counting Crows. The Mahaffey has so many shows going on. I just can't believe it. I went to see Elvis Costello and the Imposters with Charlie Sexton on the 9th. Laura Bell Bundy, the original Legally Blonde from Broadway, will be performing at the Mahaffey Theater and giving a workshop for students. Her performance is July 18th. You can go see Legally Blonde, the musical Junior, July 25th. 26. That'll be a lot of fun. Ryan Adams is there July 27th. Lost 80s Live, August 12th at the Mahaffey. Paw Patrol Live, A Mighty Adventure, August 23 and 24. Also going on at the Duke Energy Center for the Mahaffey coming this fall. MasterChef All-Stars Live, October 4th. Queen and Floyd, October 10th, 1964. The Tribute, October 11th. From the Basement to the World Tour, The Basement Yard Experience, October 19th. Cinderella, October 23rd. Randy Rainbow, one of our favorites and hilarious, October 24th. This fall season's going to be terrific. Sarah Milligan is going to be coming live. Elmo and Friends, say hello. John Laney, Mr. What Forever, but there's more, still more. A Drag Queen Christmas, December 22nd. Nutcracker, December 28th. Swan Lake, January 7th. Morrissey and Odiva by Candlelight, 2026. The Mahaffey Duke Energy Center for the Arts. It's a great lot of fun. Coming to the Palladium, we're going to be doing an interview, A Night of Tom Waits, the music with David Omlora and the Rain Dogs. And again, on October 16th through 19th, the Clearwater Jazz Holiday reconvenes. Tower Power, Rick Braun, Richard Elliott, Kari Wong, The War and Treaty, October 16th through 19th, Suncoast Jazz Festival in November, 21 through 23, An Evening with Vincent and Gala at the Palladium, Clearwater Jazz Holiday presents Expanding the Experience. That's going to be terrific. And then finally, the Ultimate Summer Jazz Jam Free Concert, Clearwater Jazz Holiday at Largo, Central Park, Fred Johnson, Belinda Womack, James Suggs, John Lamb, Simon Lasky, Trey Secour, Judy Glover, David Manson, Joe Porter, Pete Carney, James Wall, Robert Carmichael, Peter Mongaya, host of Bar Mike Feynman, La Luca, favorite, don't miss it. So, celebrate America, Weekend with Wiser signs off. Be safe out there. Aloha until we meet again.